Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on Live, Laugh, and Learn radio show with Mary are those of the author, guests, and hosts, and does not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of the radio show. Any content provided by our guests, author, blogger, or host is the intent for personal use, their opinion, and for informational purposes only, and is not intended to speak against any religious, ethnic groups, club, organization, companies, individuals, or anyone or
Hello.
Hello. Another episode with yours truly. It is an honor to come to you to let you all know that God is in the blessed gift. Before I begin, I hope everyone had a wonderful day. But before I begin, I like to always open up in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you to just say thank you. Thank you for just being our Father. Thank you for shifting some things to work together for our good, Father God. Thank you for your order, Father. Thank you for who you are and all that you have done that we don't even know about, Father God. We just thank you for today. We thank you to be in the land of the living, Father God. I ask you to help me be transparent. Help me to get out what you want me to get out, what you place on my heart. Jesus, all right, you guys. So today, our topic is a kingdom order for your good. Now, I know what you're saying. What do you mean by that? Well, we all know that a kingdom, I'm talking about God's kingdom. You know, God has an order put in place, and he established that order in the beginning. You know, so the order, what do I mean by order? Order is an arrangement or disposition of people or things in a particular way, like in a particular sequence or pattern. For example, just like your ABCs, your 1, 2, 3, you know, these are in a particular order. So when God established this, it's not a, let's just say, it's not saying that it's like demanding, per se, because when people look at the word of order, they look at it as far as a demanding way. But I want you to understand that it's about a sequence and being done in a particular way. So if we can look at order as far as what it is, particular way, sequence, or pattern, just like the ABCs or your 1, 2, 3. So the order started in Genesis. It started with Adam and Eve, you know, where God created Adam. God created man first, and he placed him in the Garden of Eden. And after God created everything, Adam named every beast of the field. God said, okay, well, it's not good for man to be alone, because he could not find anybody that was suitable or comparable to him. So what God did in that instance, God created a helpmate for Adam, someone that is comparable to him. So when God created man, he then created woman. So they are comparable to one another. They just have different functions, different roles, per se. You know, they both was placed in a garden. You know, Adam role was to work, and Eve was there to assist him where needed. So, you know, I remember God created this order. You know, he made man, then he created woman, and then God gave an order to the man about what you can do and what you can't do. Instead of, you know, Eve, his wife, talking to the creator that made her or talking to her husband, what she wound up doing was taking matters into her own hands when the serpent spoke to her. And this is where we get it wrong in today's society. We rely on our flesh. We rely on the thoughts that come up where someone may say something to persuade us to think a certain way. Just like in the Garden of Eden, you know, the serpent spoke to Eve and said, okay, it's not that you're going to die, it's that if you eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you're going to be just like God. So what ended up happening, she wound up doing exactly what God instructed man not to do. Now, it does not say that, you know, if you were to just kind of visualize what was going on, that, you know, in the Garden of Eden, that the man instruct or tell his wife what God instruct him, or, you know, it's so many different components where you can think of, okay, what happened? Why was they out of the kingdom order? Needless to say, what spiral was the fact of the serpent talking to Eve, the woman, and convincing her that what God says is not true. The order that God has given her husband is not true. So when you step out of that order, what tends to happen is you're listening to other people. And from there, she was led by her flesh. She was led by her thoughts. And I can see that happening even in today's world. You know, when it comes down to a kingdom order, because of Eve being disobedient and not following the order, okay, as a result, we have so many things we have to face. And even man, even the husband has so many things he has to face as a result of just one action from someone calls these consequences. So even in actuality for us, you know, most of us, we're led by our flesh. We allow our flesh to dictate what we do. And what I mean by that, let's just say, I'm going to use it for example. You know, I go to church service. You know, and of course, before my daughter and I go in to join my husband, we use the restroom before we go in. But, you know, as we sit and then the word goes on, sometimes we may have a tendency of like, okay, I think I may have to step out and go use the restroom. But no, sometimes what you have to do is no. You have to talk to yourself and tell your flesh, no, you don't have to use the restroom. You're going to wait. You know, your body is God's temple, God giving you dominion and authority, so you have to speak against these things. So you can't allow your flesh to rule over you. And when you're not operating God's order, that's what happens. You're allowing your flesh to override your spirit man, so your spirit man can't take fight because of what you allow your spirit man what you allow your flesh to do. You allow your flesh to dictate, no, I don't feel like doing that today. So because I don't feel like doing that today, I'm not going to do it. And what ends up happening? You're not within the order, the kingdom order, and it can't work out for your good. So if Eve only would have talked it over with who created her, you know, even if you know, God created Adam and Eve, and they two became one. He said, you are now bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh. That's what Adam said to Eve, because they are now one. They are husband and wife. Even if you're single, you know, with God, a single person should always consult God about things and make sure that what they're doing is pleasing to God. Because we live in this world, we do have so many different components like Eve had. We have so many different influences that cause us not to walk in God's kingdom. And when we don't walk in that order, what happens is we cause a lot of things to happen to us. You know, if only she would have talked it over with God. You know, if you're a single person, talk it over with God. You know, in marriage, talk it over with your spouse. You know, if Eve would have talked to God or even her husband, she could have saved herself a lot. She could have saved her husband and even us today because we are still feeling, I'm not going to say wrath, we are still feeling the consequences of her action today because she did not consult her man of God or because she did not listen to or consult God. These are some things that happened. She had sorrow. We have sorrow now. We have conception. We have pain during childbirth as women. And there will be no responsible person over an individual except God. However, because of the disobedience, woman, the wife, is under the leadership of her husband, which is the head. The man is the head of the house. He is there to give account to God for his wife's action. So what happened in the Garden of Eden, Adam had to give account to God, like, okay, well, God didn't call Eve when all of this happened. God called Adam, where are you at? Because I gave you the order. And because I gave you the order, what ended up happening was, I don't know whether or not he relayed that information to Eve, but all of that is besides the point. If she didn't have the influence of the serpent or the influence of others, we can use that in today's world. If you didn't have the influence of others or even your flesh, what your flesh wants to do, and if you just fully submit it to God's order, then you will be able to see some things and why God placed an order to protect you to work out for your good. You know, even for me, you know, at my age, I sit back and, you know, I remember my bishop saying that you're not able to see things close. If you're close up to something, you're not able to see exactly what's going on. But what wind up happening is, when you are, not being in tune with what God is saying and trying to do things by yourself, it's going to be hard on you. Life has a way of humbling. God has a way of bringing you to your knees and say, you know, Lord, I thank you for showing me the order and why you created an order. You know, I fully commit myself to your order. I'm yielding to your order. It is very hard. Let me tell you, it's very hard. But I've learned that even in my bad experience, even in my good experience, like I said, my bishop said, when you close up on some things, you can't see it. But when you take a step back, you're able to see just what it is you actually missed and what you could have did to protect yourself. I'm going to say that, you know, that's why the Word of God tells us to refrain from any sexual immorality as far as fornication. It's telling us that for a reason. When you go against what is meant for a husband and wife, for the two to become one, then you have different things that may come up, like you may have different diseases. Then you may have, you know, having a child out of wedlock. All these many things that can happen to you, and they can put you in jeopardy where you lose your life. So when you don't do these things, you are putting yourself at risk for these things to happen. And like I said, experiences is a hard teacher, you know. You're supposed to learn something from everything that you encounter in life, whether it's good or bad. These things are trying to position you to humble yourself and say, okay, well, this is why I have an order. You know, for me, having you know, two kids out of wedlock, even as I got married, you know, I understand why God created an order, because if I would have obeyed and followed through the kingdom order, I would say I wouldn't have different components, or I wouldn't have to deal with so many people coming at me from different directions if I want to walk a straight and narrow path. But when I did not flow as a quarterland, when I thought, okay, I'm grown, I'm going to do whatever I want to do, now, okay, in my latter years, you know, God was able to humble me and show me, okay, this is why this happened, because I know the end before the beginning, and because he knows the end before the beginning, what tends to happen is he knows what you're going to encounter. Whether you want to or not, he's trying to protect you and to allow things to work out for your good. You know, so like I said, I use that having, you know, children out of wedlock. You won't have different, you won't have many different people all up in your business, for one, or you won't have many different attacks coming your way if you follow the kingdom order. That's why the kingdom order is designed. It's designed to protect you. And I'm not saying that even if, you know, husband and wife, we're going to have our share of storms and trials and tribulation, but when you follow suit what God wanted you to do, Adam and Eve did not have children until they was married, until they was husband and wife. You know, so God knows that there are some things that's going to come up, you know. Sometimes, you know, some things may not work out the way that you plan it to, but God is there to help you if you submit to his order. And I know that for some women, they said, okay, well, ain't nobody, you know, going to be head over me, and I'm my own person. And this, but if you understand the concept of why your husband is the head of your life, he is accountable to God for everything that goes on in your household. There are some components that you're not able to master because the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and he comes directly to the wife because we are the weaker vessel. There are many different thoughts penetrating in your mind, but God placed your husband in a position where he can help you. That's where he's there to govern you and to help you. He can foresee some things, you know. As my husband, you know, he has a powerful discerning spirit, you know. He can speak some things before it happened, and I'm looking at him like, why are you saying this? And then the next day, it can happen, you know. So we have to understand that, yes, they say life and death is in the power of the tongue, but also you have to understand when God is giving you something prophetic and how you need to come under. Just like we, even at work, there's an order. There's an order in which you work. There's an order in which you do what you do. There's an order in which your manager, your boss, your supervisor expect you to do something. There's an order. You have to get in at this time. You can't be late. Everything has an order. So it's better for you to submit to a kingdom order, which is for your good, versus later or never. These are some things that's designed for you. I can only tell you from experience what I've encountered. You know, I can sit back. You know, the saying is, if I knew then what I know now, whoo, it'd be so much better. But I just thank God for his grace and his mercy for allowing me to see why there's an order, why the man is the head of the house, and Christ is the head of him, and why the children come under the wife, and why you should wait until you marry to have children. And I do understand that flesh do get in the way where sometimes things may not work out the way it should, but God designed marriage. That is the blood covenant between him and the individual. So I urge you all to just sit back and just think about where you are and what areas where you need to just submit to the kingdom order and read more. Do research on your own and read more to see areas where you can just say, you know what? Now I know why there is an order. Because if I would have obeyed this order, I wouldn't have to go through this. So I just urge you to just look at this. Just read it. Just see law on this moment to just say, okay, now I understand. You know, I'm not going to say it's a hard lesson, but it's a humbling lesson to know why there are so many factors in how God created man, but also why he created man first and woman second. It's not trying to be a superiority thing. Think about this. When God created both of them, they are comparable to one another. They just have different functions. But because of Eve being disobedient and getting out of the order, then the man is the head of the house. So he is accountable to God. He has to answer for whatever is not being done. So, yes, of course, he do have that authority and that emphasis to put that on you to adhere to the order of the household, but it's all for your protection. And when you learn it, things will be so much better. You know, there are so many different, you know, men and women that are not within the order of God, and that could be basically because they are not in the order of God simply because, you know, how their upbringing, or because they don't want nobody to be their boss, per se, you know. And I'm not going to say I get that, you know, because I always wanted to be in God's order. I just had a hard time getting aligned in God's order because of different, you know, different components. I can't blame anybody for what I've experienced. Only thing I can do is change my action and change where I am today to say, okay, I've learned this, so let me teach this to the next generation. Let me help somebody else so that they can understand that, yes, this is God's word. You may have a hard time of understanding it, but this is his order. He created man first. He created woman second, and the kids are under that. But it's a reason why there's an order, because Eve got out of line, because she got out of the order, because, you know, the serpent talked to her. The serpent can be anybody today. It can be your friends, or it can just be your flesh talking to you, saying, well, you know, you shouldn't do that. You know you better than that. But what ends up happening is you cause more harm on yourself when you don't fully walk in this order. You know, I can't stress it enough. I just urge you all to just simply, when you have time, just take a moment to just think about where you are. Actually, remove yourself from where you are. Give yourself time to just analyze every different component in your life. Who has influenced your life of any kind? And look at the tree. Look at the fruit on their tree and see what they are actually harvesting. Are they actually practicing what they preach, or are they actually giving you advice that they haven't even taken on themselves? You know, we are great people to give advice to one another, but we don't take advice, our own advice. And that's one thing that we have to understand, that God has an order. And the same advice you give someone else, you need to take it. It's a hard pill to swallow, let me tell you. It's very hard. You know, it's very hard, but you have to yield to something higher than you. Like I say, if you're at work, there's an order. There's an order for you to get to work on time. There's an order for you to clock out. There's an order for you to, you know, go to lunch. There's an order in place, just like your ABCs. There's an order. There's a sequence. There's a pattern. You can call the numbers out any way you want to call them out, but it's still an order. So when you look at, okay, God gave us an order, you would see it differently versus seeing it as demanding and, you know, and superiority. No, look at it as though something designed to help you learn, something designed to keep you on track. So this is yours truly, Mary, letting you know that a kingdom order is for your good. Until next time, you be blessed.
For more information about my mom or booking, please visit motivationalmary.com.